first up, we hear from Emma Murta, the European Programmes Manager for the Wheel, about their role in promoting European funding and projects. Earlier, my colleague Paula Wiseman spoke to Emma and first asked her to outline the work of the Wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, I work with the Wheel. We're Ireland's national association for the charity and community sector. So what that means, I suppose, is that we run a lot of kind of training sessions. We give advice to the sector. We represent the sector around, you know, to government and all things policy related. If there's policy that's going to impact on the sector, we're there to represent their needs. And then we provide a lot of practical supports. So things like, we have a service called Funding Point, which, you know, analyzes all of the different funding opportunities that are out there. So we're kind of a one-stop shop for the charity sector in Ireland. Anything they need, they can call us and ask or attend one of our sessions, and we're there to support them. And within that, then, I'm the European Programmes Manager. So I'm just there to basically do that, but for European programmes. So I do lots of training around how to engage in EU funding, how to manage EU projects, and then also, I suppose, represent the sector to EU decision makers to make sure that they understand the needs of the sector.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, you've been a key integral part of us setting up this programme. I mean, your knowledge and your contacts and things have just been incredible. The amount of people that you work with is, you know, is crazy.
Yeah, no, well, it's a small sector in a lot of ways. You know, all this EU stuff, it can be quite kind of niche. So, you know, we have to help each other out where we can.
Yeah, so, I mean, how long has the Wheel been in existence?
So the Wheel has been in existence since 1999. It was founded by Dr. Mary Redmond, who was very involved with the Irish Hospice Foundation and all of that. So she wanted a kind of cohesive representative, or her and a cohort, I suppose, of sector representatives came together, recognising that there needed to be a kind of uniting representative body for the sector. And that's how the Wheel came about. But then our European programmes actually kicked off really in around 2014, 2015. When we looked at, we have sister organisations in Northern Ireland and England and Scotland and Wales, and some of them were involved in this European programmes, and we thought we could do with that for Ireland. So kind of looked into it, and it started off, we were the national contact point for a programme called Europe for Citizens. That's gone now, it's been absorbed by a bigger programme. But now, you know, we have this, our major programme is Access Europe, and that's funded by the Department of Foreign Affairs. But we also do other projects. We have one called EU Engage at the moment, which is all about, it's funded by the European Union, and it's all around kind of engaging civil society, so community and voluntary sector, and even broader than that, you know, public authorities, all of that, in the whole process of kind of EU policy and getting them active in EU funding and programmes. So that's another big programme that we're running right now. But I suppose Access Europe is our kind of, that's our, you know, that's our big support programme for EU funding for the sector. So that's one that most people approach us looking for EU funding advice. So that's usually how they find us.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether people approach you, or do you approach organisations? How does it generally work?
It's a little bit of both, I suppose. The Wheel has a massive network. We've got over 2,000 members now representing, you know, the full scope of the sector. So everything from your kind of small community and voluntary group from around a kitchen table kind of thing, right up to the big household name charities. So yeah, we're constantly, I suppose, pushing it out there that, like, you know, for our service, for Access Europe at least, that, you know, Access Europe is here, it's available, we're here to help, you know, here's how you engage. So we're always doing that. And, you know, we used to be on the road with events. Obviously, we haven't been for the last couple of years, kind of going around the country, letting people know about, you know, our European programmes, but also all the other services, obviously, that the Wheel offers. We haven't been able to do that, but actually we found that online is actually really good for reaching people. We've had record numbers at our events, obviously, because people don't have to travel and all that. So we have lots of conferences and trainings and things like that, just to kind of let people know what's out there. So it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of them approaching us, and then it's a little bit of us letting them know that we're there and approaching them. But then a little bit of people just reaching out saying, you know, either they know nothing about EU funding or they want to get started, or maybe they know a bit but they want to scale up, or maybe they've got loads of EU funding but they want to maybe re-strategize and look at how they can make the most out of this, you know, and rethink it.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realise, I suppose, how much money there is in Europe to be given to new projects and things. It's amazing that there is such a thing as the Cohesion Fund and all these other funds that are running to help different projects.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many opportunities that are out there, and to the point that it can be overwhelming. Like, that's the thing, and I suppose that's part of why we were established, is that it's not that, you know, there's any amount of opportunities that are out there. So it's not that it's limited, and there's any amount of information that's out there. You know, it's all freely available, but it's about knowing, you know, where to go and where to start. You know, because that's what we often end up doing with organizations, is kind of, you know, learning about them. What do they do? What do they want to achieve? And then saying, right, you know, this sounds like you need to do, you know, you need to look into this kind of a program. And then we'll kind of mentor them through that process. Yeah. So it's just kind of a roadmap to it, really. That's what we're providing. And I think the Department of Foreign Affairs, who are a funder for Access Europe, they really recognized that and saw that there was loads of opportunities that, you know, through the cohesion policy and through many other funds, because, you know, the cohesion policy, there's several different funds that are there to deliver on those objectives. And then there are lots of other programs. Obviously, you have your likes of Horizon Europe, the biggest research and innovation program in the world, 95 billion euro, you know, there to help make Europe one of the most researched or most innovative places in the world, you know. So there's so many opportunities that are out there. It's just people needing that support to kind of get their foot in the door. And that's what we're there to do.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot of people might not even know anything about the EU cohesion policy. Can you give us a little bit of an overview, like an idiot's guide? what is the cohesion policy?
Yeah, so fundamentally, it's all about kind of improving quality of life for European citizens and meeting the needs of various regions to kind of develop and reach their full potential. And we've seen this, especially in Ireland, that we've seen the difference that cohesion funding has made in Ireland. You know, you see it in the regional development funds. You see so many projects, big signs on the sides of the road saying this was funded by the regional development fund, you know, all of that kind of thing. So we've seen the difference that EU funding can make in a region here in Ireland. So that's what the cohesion policy is all about, really. And what it's promising, like, you know, there's been various cohesion policies. EU funding runs according to 7 years programs, so or 7 year cycles. So we're seeing now kind of a fresh new policy, more or less, for the 2021 to 2027 cycle. And it's promised to be, I suppose, more streamlined, more accessible, more responsive and flexible to people's needs, all of that. And you're really seeing that, you know, there used to be 11 priorities. Now there's 5 very clear priorities that they want to deliver on. It's competitive and smarter Europe, a greener Europe, a more connected Europe through enhanced mobility, and a more social and inclusive Europe, and then a Europe that's kind of closer to its citizens and you know, more cooperative with citizens. And then they have the ideas then that various funds like the European Regional Development Fund, the European Social Fund, there's a new fund, the Just Transition Fund, that's coming in, and then the Interregs. I'm sure people would have heard about the Interreg programs. All of those are there to actually then deliver on that.
To kind of the layman, you know, you say I'm a European, but there's so much more to it. There's all that help out there, you know, that people don't realise is there. So, I mean, can you give us an idea of projects that would come to yourselves for advice?
Yeah, all kinds of projects, really, from all kind of scopes. So, like, the projects that, you know, there's several examples that you can see from those specific funds, like the European Regional Development and the European Social Fund and everything, that deliver projects on the ground in communities that really make a difference. Some examples I can think of off the top of my head: we work very closely with a group called Twilight Community Group down in Kilkenny. They're a wonderful group, and they do a lot of projects through what's now called CERVE, the Citizenship, Equality, Rights and Values Programme. It used to be called Europe for Citizens, through the Erasmus Plus programme as well. And it's all around, I suppose, they do these town twinning events where it's about kind of bringing different citizens from all around Europe together to celebrate different cultures. They work a lot with migrants and refugees, creating kind of integration programmes and cultural exchanges and celebrations. They have a fantastic programme there that a huge amount of it is facilitated through EU funding. Another really good one is we've been working with UNICEF Ireland. I'm using these examples because they were in our latest promotion video. So if your listeners want to find out more, they can actually go and watch our video and hear all about the stories. But we were working with UNICEF Ireland. They're doing a project, it's also through what used to be called the Rights, Equality and Citizenship Programme. But that's all around children's rights and developing kind of children's rights schools around Europe and helping children be more involved in designing inclusive societies for children and educating people like policymakers and teachers and things like that about children's rights. So it's a lovely program. And then we also work with a group called Smashing Times, the International Centre for Arts and Equality, and their theatre kind of arts group, and they do fantastic creative programs and theatre performances and all kinds of exchanges with groups around Europe, just really creative, wonderful things. And a lot of it is about what does it mean to be European, and what does equality mean, and all of that kind of thing, and bringing people into that discussion. So that's just three examples that were from our latest video that people can go and watch a little bit more of. But these are examples of what's happening on the ground in communities in Ireland that's made possible through EU funding.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to, help spread the word about the amazing, amazing work that you guys are doing there at The Wheel. Yeah. So if there's anybody out there that would love to get in touch or they've got a project in mind, how would they go about contacting yourselves?
Oh, well, it's very easy. They can just go to accesseurope.ie and you can find out all about Access Europe, all about our upcoming events. We analyse all of the EU funding calls that are coming out every month, and we put them on our website. You can sign up to our newsletter then for free. And on there, you'll see our email address, but you can also just reach out directly at europe@wheel.ie.
Fantastic. That is amazing, Emma. Thank you so, so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.